The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay.
Oh, my. I'm cramp dying.
No, you're not.
You know, I feel like last time I was on the pod, I scared
you're
everyone.
Living.
I got my blood work done, and everything is normal again.
No HIV.
The doctor said that I probably have Gilbert syndrome, which sounds hot. He says it's when people have an unnaturally high level of bilirubin, which is like a yellow pigment in your blood.
Yes.
And he said that the only thing I should be scared of is if I ever get really dehydrated, I will likely turn a little yellow.
Jaundiced.
But he said there's no other complications.
Jaundice, baby.
So I guess I was like, if I don't drink water, will I turn yellow? And you know, I'm always insecure about looking yellow anyway because I paint white triangles under my eyes,
sure,
which makes your teeth and eyes look yellow.
Mama got Mick, talk to her about white face and yellow teeth.
Girl.
Sweetie, darling.
Yeah.
She got it together though. The one thing I don't regret is whitening my teeth before I went on Drag Race.
Honey, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah. That woman deserves her revenge. And we deserve to die.
That's been in my head. Also, well, yes, that's up there.
Oh, yeah, Tokyo Tony.
Right now, that Cher, that, oh, I'm great, is pretty up there.
We want to talk about crazy stuff? I want to get braces again. Not for real, real. No. Don't.
Are the braces, is the need for braces in the room with us now?
Yes.
And what are you bracing for?
Bracing for my
impact?
I'm bracing.
You want to get a back brace?
I'm bracing for my future.
My future
in broadcast television, babes. No. I want to get an orthodonture.
I have maybe a psychological addiction to running, and because of my runner's knees, I haven't been able to run, and it is driving me insane.
I need to direct your attention to something that needs directing to. Please listen carefully. Running is a form of self-harm.
You think?
Long distance running is an actual form of self-harm for the human body.
But I'm not even long distance. These days I'm like 1, 2, 3, 5 miles. That's not long distance.
Mama, that's a long distance.
There are people in parts of the world who run that every day to go get water.
Boop, boop, be doop. But you have fresh potable water here at every location. Wait, I'm not going to be adversarial.
Not really, because I strapped a turd to every spout in my house, and so the water comes out
brown. And then it's yellow in the eyes. Brown and yellow, Bodak yellow. Cardi party,
yeah. First time I heard that song was by a drag queen. I had never heard maybe that aggressive, that beat drops, and she's yelling those words, and they're all, and it stunned
me. Jarring.
It stunned me in a good way. Oh. It was like, whoa, we're listening at the drag show. Everyone leaned in.
Well, I leaned into her ASMR when she said, Bodak yellow, and also sports. Cardi B's ASMR, although the audio is far from perfect for W Magazine, unlike Fran Drescher's, which is very good. Mm. Bodak yellow, and her huge breasts heaving out of a corset that she had just had a photo shoot. And she says, can I have the rug? It's soft. I got the tingles.
That kind of stuff goes over my head.
No, it should go.
ASMR things.
Really?
I don't.
You don't get the tingles.
Corporate errands, like my ASMR, I put that on and like fall asleep to it.
Okay, that's great, but you get the tingles. Okay, so this is something I have probably talked about this before, but I need to talk to you about it again. When I was in seventh grade, Laura behind me in class picked lint off of my sweater and I got the tingles.
Okay.
And I thought it was sexual at the time. It was nothing of the sort. Then I went up to get extra help from the math teacher. I sat right by him and he droned in a low voice about these math problems, which I did not want to understand. And I got the tingles.
Okay.
From the crown of my head all the way down to the fingertips. It was a nervous system relaxation response.
Wow.
It was sensational, literally, because it was like...
Because it's a sensation.
Yes. And they called it autonomic sensory meridian response because the meridian is like a whatever, I don't know. But this is long before YouTube, of course. And now that there's a whole community such
There's
as,
a word for it.
Well, yeah.
When you were young, you weren't like, this is ASMR.
No shit. And only 20 years later, I'm like, oh my God, it was that. And this guy, Jojo, in Australia, a student, 24 years old, 3.3 million subscribers on his channel.
Yeah.
$13,000 microphone.
Well, the things that give me boners.
No, It's not a boner thing. It's not a boner thing at all.
No, I'm saying perception of when it was young. You're saying you thought maybe you liked that girl, but that wasn't true.
Right.
When I was a kid, things I thought maybe were sexy, looking back, I'm like, no, it wasn't. Just anything was sexy. And because I knew so little about sex, the mystery of it, is something sexy happening here? Yeah. No, it wasn't. Thought it was.
Well, there was no chub happening.
I remember a commercial where like, it was like a flavored water commercial when I was like 8. And this woman had cherries. And the commercial was like a cherry going in her mouth. And I remember feeling like, this is porn on TV.
Well, that's porn.
Yeah,
that's,
I was like, this is porn on TV, Miss Dasani or whoever.
In the movie Boomerang, Eddie Murphy, so Strange, played by Grace Jones, is a French crazy singer who creates a perfume called Strange. And then the commercials that they come up to sell the perfume are so hypersexual. It's so fucking funny. They're like, when they're trying to name the perfume, she's like, I have a list. After birth, steel vagina.
Yeah.
And then she takes off her panties. It says, this is the essence of sex, and puts them in the perfumery's face.
Oh my God. But Grace Jones.
But she is, her entrance, crate attached to a helicopter. The crate opens up, a horse, human horse-drawn carriage with her in it, bullwhipping these people. It is unforgettable.
Wow.
And recently.
That sounds cool.
It is amazing. Robin Givens, Eddie Murphy, Halle Berry is the actual love interest in it. It's so cunty, but what's her name? Lady Eloise. Eartha Kitt.
Yes.
She plays Lady Eloise. Anyways, long story short, I swear. The interesting thing about it is that Eddie Murphy, famously or not so famously, had dalliances with certain ladies of the night who went on, and then he made fun of them on stage.
The dolls, right?
The dolls. And this woman said, "There's Hollywood is run by undercover fags."
Oh, I've seen this, yes.
Yeah, like a boomerang. Don't fuck with me. That was about him.
Yeah.
And I didn't know at the time. It was so wild, girl. It was so cunty. But you know,
I mean, you know, you and I often lament about some of the hurdles of being a professional drag queen and having relationships, and that's the tip of an iceberg compared to the experience of, you know, obviously it's still hard today. 20 years ago, for a trans woman to find someone who would be amorous with them. I'm not saying just sexual, but amorous.
Yeah, love.
And not keep them the biggest secret in their life. Mm-hmm. That's something you and I can't even pretend to understand.
I can actually though, because though I never lived as a woman, I had sex with many, many men while dressed up, and many of them would say things that I've told you before, crazy stuff like, if I saw you on the street, I wouldn't even know you're a man. I was like, do you have glaucoma? So how long have you been blind?
I love you and you're gorgeous.
Yeah, how long have you been blind for? How long have you been blind?
If I saw you on the street now,
Helen
is
Keller
it
would know. Helen Keller
is there
would
a
know.
Heavy haze?
Is there a thick fog?
Are you 3 miles down the street?
Yeah, 30 miles even. Yeah. Is it via satellite from Mars?
Is it from behind?
Thank you.
Are you in a cloak?
Heavy bang, thick powder, no spook.
Walk fast, no spook.
Yes. But wait. So one, okay. The Trace Lissette that I'm in my Katie Couric era, mm-hmm. I interviewed her for a Grindr podcast and I have a picture and I want to show it to you because
this is so good. Podcast, we love pictures.
Please, shut
by the way, while she's bringing up the picture, I just want to introduce that today we put out a call on Twitter asking people to submit Q&As because if you want to come see Trixie and Katya Bald and the Beautiful live, we do a Q&A section. And I just thought on the pod, since we're kind of, I thought we could do a little preview of what that's like. Wow. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Trace Lissette.
Yeah.
Incredible.
The lashes, the lips, the hair, the skin, everything. Good for her. Hi, Trace. I never met her, but.
She was in Hustlers. She was in, she's in this movie, Monica. She was in Transparent, of course. Mm-hmm. She was, her words, not mine, a post-op transsexual with a Bangkok pussy.
Well, yeah, as you know, I'm watching Top Model and we talked about ISIS being like pro.
Oh, not
you know,
ISIS, the organization.
No. ISIS, this trans woman. And now I'm watching David's putting on an all-star season. There's a Top Model all-stars where it's girls from all the cycles who are competing again. And this cycle, it's not just modeling. It's like personality challenges because Tyra's looking for the next girl who can be a brand like Tyra.
Of course.
So it's a little more like Drag Race this season. But Mario Lopez flat out asks ISIS, you know, again, this is decades ago.
Katie Couric style.
Asks, are you comfortable talking about your experience living as a man? But she says it a little clunkier than that.
He does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, on camera to sort of like, maybe not check before camera to see if that's even okay to ask on camera. Again, at the time, this was a very sensitive approach. Mm. But I guess it's good that 2 decades later, it's shocking because I guess that means growth.
Well, yeah, just like Carmen Carrera and Laverne Cox on Katie Couric.
Love. When Carmen's like, no.
She shushed her.
Thank you.
And then Laverne, the diplomat, came on later to explain, why is this a teachable moment? Why was it inappropriate? Because I believe, my opinion, that it would have been the same line of questioning like, Katie, what do your pussy lips look like? Are they gray? Are they huge? Do they flap in your underwear?
You and I went in drag and they said, they always love to ask, what do you do with your dick too in drag? Which
I leave it in the microwave.
It's in a safety deposit box in Baltimore.
Yeah, in Boston. Yeah, and at the sex change clinic in Bethesda, Maryland.
Yes.
I mean,
I never understand why that's such a thing. People always ask,
business.
What do you do with your dick?
And
how long do you get to get ready?
That's fine. That's fun to talk about.
People are always like, what do you do with your dick? And I'm always like, it's not even a good story.
The stork takes it away.
It's attached to me in a less obvious way right now.
Right. And that's none of your beeswax, baby.
You know, it's the bound titties. That's my dick right now. It's bound titties down there.
Nobody needs to know. And it's nobody's business. Because I was thinking about this, talking with Courtney Act. And because she is really, really so, she's on the razor's edge of man and woman. She could use some hips, but that's another point. And I was like, we were talking it over. And like, where does the discussion stop? And why does it stop at this place? What's between your legs? Why do you want to know? Because you either want to fuck me or kill me.
That's a good point.
Or control me somehow. It's nobody's fucking business.
Or
you want to fuck me, kill me, or control me.
Or at best, you're trying to create a moment, like
a moment
on the internet.
Oh yeah,
you're
but this is before
to
the internet.
Use my body as like a way to get clicks and views and you know.
But that's sensationalized.
But even
before
on like
the internet,
Sally Jesse,
Maury.
You're asking because you want. You want the, it's like the morbidity of it. It's like
the sensationalism of it.
And what do you do after you poop? Do you flush it? Do you play with it?
Yeah. Do you eat it? Do you gobble those turds, Miss Quirk?
It's weird that like if you traverse lines of gender as we traditionally know them, you apparently forfeit the dignity of like
your
certain
body.
Parts of your life. Just not even, you know.
Yes.
It's one
yes.
thing if we're good Judies and we're out to dinner and we've had glasses of wine and you go, you know, I respectfully have a question I've always wanted to ask about.
Do you have
your
to tuck them pussy
yeah.
lips? Yeah. Because I know
we have so many trans friends and it never crosses my mind. But maybe that's because at a young age, like I started seeing naked trans women in dressing rooms. Mm-hmm. And whatever questions I had got answered without having to talk about it, because I saw naked women all the time.
How about me and my family watching The Crying Game together?
I've never seen it.
Okay, let me tell you what happens in that movie. My family and I, my mom, my dad, and me, were sat down watching The Crying Game, in which a woman opens her robe and there's a fucking penis and balls there. And then the man, Stephen Ray, throws up. And then it was parodied on Ace Ventura with Lieutenant Einhorn, Sean Young, with a whole police force throws up when they discovered she has a weenie in her panties. Mm-hmm. Humiliating, disgusting, despicable, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Crazy. The vomiting, let me tell you what actually happens. The men who come to my apartment, who came to my apartment and wanted the weenie in my panties, didn't vomit. They did something else.
They were thrilled.
They sucked the dick, girl.
Yeah. They love it.
They wanted the candy, like Lady Chablis style. I have a man's toolbox hiding my candy. They came for the candy. I was the candy lady.
Right. The candy man can.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't come for, they came for that reason. I didn't have breasts, boobs, or titties at the time.
Well, you had them, but they were in a drawer.
Yes. They were huge. Heavy, thick, naturals.
It was a little bit like Subway, where he had a tray and you had the different size titties, the different size hips, and you were like, and did you want big juicy titties today?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, A cups? Okay, great.
Okay.
Oh, and did you want dangly earrings? Yeah. He kind of built you like a Sub sandwich.
100%.
Or celebrities, you're like, are you feeling a little more
Melina?
Michelle Pfeiffer tonight?
Or are you feeling Total Recall?
Yeah.
Demure or sleazy?
Yeah.
Brunette or blonde? Brunette.
Brunette.
Building Melina.
Yeah.
Fierce. It's cunty.
Yeah,
it's cunty.
Did you feel sad when sometimes those men said things like that? We're almost like, if it was a different world.
I felt confused because I fell in love with many of them. Because
they would kind of say to you, if they're basically saying, if I didn't care about society this much, I would be able to care about this more.
Yeah. I mean, literally this guy who went to jail for 7 years, marijuana conspiracy, moving large, large, large quantities of marijuana.
I know that queen. Marijuana conspiracy.
She was on season 12.
The ganja. Those are original.
Ganja pussy.
Ganja pussy. Marijuana conspiracy herself.
He ate my ass from the thing to the bone. Like Little Kim says, it called up his girl, told her we was boning. You know that one? How many licks? He came over on his lunch break. Often he was a construction foreman. He came in with a hoodie with no shirt underneath. Love. And then we would do it, and he was so turned on that he had to like stop himself all the time from coming.
Because I've been with many a straight man myself. They come in
mad as hell.
And pre-coming.
Yeah, mad as hell.
They come in an exhale away from coming.
Broke, fat, nasty, career in shambles. They come in that room mad as hell.
Because you're there like 4 a.m. Pornhub search.
Fantasy.
They are so worked up.
Oh, mama, they're worked up. They're worked up. And then, unfortunately, for many experiences, I've not had the misfortune, but once they come, that's when the violence and the guilt and the shame can kick in, and then they murder you.
You're very lucky. When I think about it,
I'm also extremely strong and have a lot of knives in my apartment.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. I do think you're very lucky that none of those men went into some kind of weird shame spiral and just turned on you. You were?
Yeah. I was a date R-A-P-E-D. I'll say this is very
trigger warning
for honestly. Yeah, yeah. I was, so this is a guy, he was a big muscly guy on steroids. Not big, he was like 5'8". And he used to love me to pound him. Okay, he was a big old bottom.
That's what a little, yeah, I don't think people realize that's usually what they want.
Usually what they want, because they can't. But one day I had lost my boner for whatever reason. And this is before I even learned about what Viagra was. So.
Did you check in the couch?
For Viagra?
You lost your boner. Did you just like.
Oh, I was in the microwave.
I hate that.
I know. And it was all like soft because of the microwave.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was horrified, but I had been, this was after when my year of sexual realization at 30, I had been training my butt very slowly and softly with butt plugs, small ones, incremental.
This is before you moved on to pylons.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell you're doing now.
Phase, yeah. And I said,
Chicago.
He had a teeny little weenie. So I was like, why don't he throw that little weenie up there and let's get a crack in, you know,
Perfect. Perfect for you. Trainer weenie. Boyfriend dick.
Dagger dick, unfortunately. So
sharp.
Sharp and like
pointy.
A pencil. Pointy and hard as
hell. Pointy's hard.
Hard as a nail.
Yeah.
I like soft, thick, and kind of 75% hard. So he was doing it, and I was like, this is unpleasant. I was like, and then I said, stop, don't like this. And he wouldn't. And then he said, like the classic line, just let me finish. Date rape par excellence. It's the date rape 101.
But that also just goes to show that the way they've been groomed to view people like you who present somewhere between a gender, you're not even a person to them.
No. He would do this to any women. I'm sure he's done it to many women. 100%. It had nothing to do with my gender, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
But so then I was like, it was a date rape. It was not like a physical assault. Although it was assaulting. Let's not joke about that. I was horrified and ashamed because I felt like this weird, bizarre emasculation in a sense, because I wasn't able to perform and deliver as a
man.
But then I'm victimized as a female character. Truly bizarre.
That's really complex.
Yes.
In the moment to like process.
Uh-huh. And I didn't process it until like 15 years later.
Yeah.
Because I continued to have sex with him after I discovered Viagra. Talk okay. About cycles of whatever. You know what I mean? It's hard to leave that relationship. Hello.
Well, the other thing is, it's a little bit like there's already less people to date being, let's say, a male attracted to a male.
Yeah.
If you present as female and you're looking to have sex with men who are interested in somebody in your situation, that's even less people. So there's also not like you can unscrew a light bulb and put another one in, you know?
Well, unfortunately, actually, yes. Because in Boston, the supply and demand worked well in my favor. I'd have three guys in a night.
Well, you're also gorgeous. And you were, this is no tea.
Thank you. Well, I look better now than I did then, unfortunately. It's so strange. I looked older then than I do now. In drag, Mary.
You're a better makeup artist now.
Honey, if I had a human unit in my current body, they would have been like.
But you weren't as muscly either. You were able to do like sinewy.
Yeah, I was
you know,
sexy and very flexible. Very, because that was my yoga days.
Right.
And I was sober, girl. Mm. I was 100% sober. So that was like a healthy body.
Right.
Healthy, not youngish, 30-ish.
Hydrated, tight.
Not hydrated, but definitely.
You're like, I wasn't drinking water.
Yeah.
Let's not get anything twisted, bitch.
But I mean, I used to fuck this guy named Dylan. This guy, he was 21 years old from Southie. He was a Marine. Mama, this motherfucker would come 5 times in a night.
Yeah,
he was so virile, so sexy, so open-minded, so smart. We would have a cigarette break. He'd come, we'd take a break, have a cigarette. I'd massage his shoulders. The dick would go up.
Do your lips come right off?
Mama, in 10 minutes flat, all of this is in somebody's ass.
And the problem is you like those bold lips. Do you put on lighter lips for that?
Sometimes I try and it all gets washed up in the booty hole.
Because honestly, liquid lipsticks hadn't been invented yet.
No, and it was, I was using Russian Red by MAC.
which moves. It does move a little bit.
So they want the approximation of a female character in the dark, which is what I gave them. But these guys, in it again,
yes,
Mama, they want Taffy Puller. They want they have their fantasy and they try to coordinate that with your reality, and something in the middle happens. I don't know what, but everybody's.
I don't like that. I'm sorry that all happened to you.
No, it's okay.
But I guess one of my issues with it is I assume that part of your queerness made it impossible for them to also like give you personhood and dignity and respect. And like,
yeah,
in that moment, it was about him and what he needed and not about you at all.
Yeah. And that's like, just about like men taking stuff and putting, fuck a pineapple, fuck a watermelon, fuck the American pie.
Be like that person on the internet, fucking pasta.
Exactly.
Tagliatelle. Fuck a pumpkin. Somebody's always fucking pumpkins.
Mama,
come October.
I subscribed to an OnlyFans guy where he was deep dicking a pumpkin. I was like,
girl, what is on a Cheesecake Factory? Get a chicken tetrazzini.
Fuck that chicken tetrazzini.
Go to the fucking Courtyard Marriott. Get one of those margarita flatbreads.
Throw your linguine in a tetrazzini.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's take a break. This is the Q&A questions here today. We do have some Q's and some A's. We have them curated by Tracy here. All right, Tracy. Because I just don't trust. I almost put on my Twitter. By the way, we will disregard all stupid joke questions. Because I knew these bitches are going to be like, do you leave milk and cookies? Next. Like, girl.
Thank you. Next.
It's not the crack up you think it is, Gina from Idaho. It really isn't.
It's the Quacker Factory.
Okay.
It's the Quacker Factory.
We have a call in from a person called LadyBunny77. When will you both retire? Well, bitch, still working and you're 70 years older than us, bitch. So.
I'm so glad you asked, girl.
What is she? She's actually got to be 60, early 60s?
Early 62, maybe? 60,
yeah. 62. And she's not retired. And she still looks good. She still looks like fucking Lady Bunny.
And if she's still, that demo I received from her, My Love, honey, I'll retire when you stop making music, baby.
No kidding, Bunny. I mean, Bunny's music, honestly, I think the music she's done in the past 5 years
Take
is the best music she's done.
Yeah. Way up to the ceiling, it's heaven. All the remixes are kind. Mama, but she stops making music and she stops twirling, then I'll stop twirling.
There you go. It's a standoff. Bunny, if you quit, we'll quit.
Yeah, hop, hop.
But if you do quit, can I have your dresses? Because I do think that she and I have some connective tissue.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lazy. But Bunny has figured out to make, you never look at Bunny's outfits and go, oh, she's calling it in.
Yeah. Oh, she's so drab today.
That's her drag. Yes.
With a drab, grim affair.
Those wigs.
It's too much.
Her skeleton, when she dies and she donates her body to science, I don't know what those heavy wigs, her spine is going to be like a freeway.
It's giving spina bifida.
Yeah.
Mel, not the lordosis.
Not the lordosis. What is H.E.L.'s favorite memory working together?
H.E.L.?
What is each of y'all's?
Oh, Southern.
What is each of y'all? What is each of y'all's favorite memory working together? Mine is so random.
Talk about it.
I don't know why, but when we did Trixie and Katya live, every night there's this part where I grab you and move you upstage.
My favorite is the when you go that one.
That almost made me laugh. Every night.
It's so funny. And sometimes I was so sweaty, I felt so gross. But when I was dryish, it was a lot better because I was flinging sweat into the crowd.
You were.
And onto your face.
You were.
But
I would grab you and I would try to do this moment where I grab her shoulders and talk to her.
Yeah.
And she would flail.
Flail.
And it made me laugh. And there was this one time where I think it was like a record scratch and I grab your shoulders and walk into the fridge and I go like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Every time I looked at your little blue eyes, I was like, on the verge of laughing, on the verge every time. So sometimes I would laugh and you'd go, what? And I was like, nothing. I'm just unprofessional, like nothing.
I also loved, my favorite moment is like, when you were over at .com/I can't do it anymore, before the show, I would naturally have to, and of course, loved to mobilize my mental health.
Yeah.
Because you can't have two bad eggs in a basket.
No.
And it was rare. But like, I'd be like, okay, good. Okay. Okay, and maybe before we get on stage, and I was just like, okay, we will sell this house today.
I know, and I would be like, don't do all that. Oh. What is this about? You know, and then sometimes you would be over it, because it's almost like whichever one of us was, you know, it's like when two people have dying iPhones, and it's like, I'm at 10%. Well, I'm at 3. It was sort of like,
Who's got the cord? Got the cord?
Sometimes it would be like, well, you put two thermometers up our asses, and whichever one of us has a higher fever gets the doctor's visit. You know, it was like, well, here we are again.
Love.
Sometimes, and we want to talk a million words being communicated a moment. You and I would walk up to the stage before show. We go up to curtain and we just go, girl.
The sigh heard around the world.
Mama.
Yeah. Well, it's Madonna did a similar thing. She did some precedent. They're like, you know, sometimes I don't want to go on stage, but there's 20,000 people out there, so I have to do it.
By the way, you still have a process. And usually by the time I get out there, it's fine. But everything leading up to it sometimes, my mood right before I go on has nothing to do with my mood once I'm out there.
Oh, no.
Complete shift.
Not. Oh, yeah. 100%.
I recommend if you ever don't want to work, just get 5,000 to 6,000 of people who love you to clap when you walk in.
Yeah, or like ten grand of them at Wembley.
Yeah, it really helps to just walk into people standing and screaming. Yeah, do that at Starbucks. Do it at Office Max.
And when they're doing it for you and not your understudy, because there's no understudy, that's cuntaliciousdiva.com.
Could you imagine?
No, I can't because I'm not a real actor.
Well, I listened to the You and Bianca episode and they were talking about like, if you go see, if you were going to see Bette Midler's like life story, one woman show, there's a Bette Midler understudy who does her show.
What?
Because Bianca told you this on the pod.
I don't remember it.
Because I guess legally, if they send an understudy, they don't have to refund tickets. So you could go see an evening with Patti LuPone and Patti's understudy could go on and do her.
And it's Carly DeBone?
It's a woman in a Patti wig, like telling Patti's life story from her POV and being like, remember that time I won a Tony? Like it's that.
Cole Escola has an understudy in his show in New York. And if I ever went, if I went to that show and it was not Cole Escola.
It better be actually Mary Lincoln Todd.
Honey, it better be, I would leave.
Yeah.
Because Andrew made the costumes. He made one for the understudy too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I don't think they have to refund tickets if that happens. I think that's why. How do you think each other's drag influences you? Whether it's makeup, comedy, aesthetics in general, is there any overlap?
No, I think there's a perfect Venn diagram of like,
yeah, you'll notice
complimentary.
I've never inspired her to put hand makeup on or put nails on.
No, you have. You inspired my body makeup journey, which is still a TBD.
I was going to say, you know how I say a journey starts with one step?
I'm on the pre-step for the actual step to start.
Totally.
No. So nails, I can't. A lot of times I did it on the first day.
But you used
day.
To love it.
Well, because.
You used to feel it.
But so this is gross. Can I say something gross?
Yeah.
Okay. I do the nails, right? And they're cuntilicious diva. And then I feel so pussy. And then I take the nails off and file down off the glue. Because those stick-ons don't work for me. They don't stay on. Okay, they just don't. Then I go to pull the taffy and bits of nail glue get onto the penis. And it feels like, I don't know, jerking off with a piece of sandpaper.
Do you know what Tammy called? You know Sheeness? Tammy Brown called it her shee-wee.
Shee-wee Herman.
I know.
But the hand makeup and the body makeup is non-negotiable though.
You have a relationship with jewelry that I don't have. You'll notice in drag, I don't care much for much jewelry.
Love jewels. It makes me feel like a woman.
And when I see you sometimes roll out a suitcase of jewelry.
Oh yeah.
I am sometimes like, I wish I wore more and better jewelry.
Much to the chagrin of anybody working for me, such as Fina perhaps. When I say, where are all the gold earrings? And I mean, now I don't fight with Fina, who by the way, skinny-licious diva.
Yeah. I wouldn't try to fight with Fina either.
No, 6'3".
Boop, no thank you. She'll tell you exactly. She'll say, well, I didn't bring them all because I didn't want to.
Love. But she doesn't do that anymore. She's Hustle Tina now.
Good for her.
So previous employees of mine would not want to bring all the jewelry. And when we get on set, because a stylist, for example, at a photo shoot or a video shoot, they bring all the jewelry. They bring everything. They lay
the
it
jury.
Out. The jury is out. The rural juror.
Jury duty. Yeah. Somebody's on jury duty.
Yeah. And they say, okay, because this outfit calls for mixed metallics, whatever. This doesn't, you know, I just want it all there and it looks cunty.
Right. And that's what normal people experience.
Yes.
Brandon will really like, he'll grab things he thinks will work and he'll grab whatever I say. So I
have
options.
That's everything. Yeah.
Fina would be like, girl, you're not gonna wear that. And she was right. Yeah. Fina would almost be like,
because she's a drag queen.
She's a drag queen, right?
Yeah.
So her approach is always like, girl, I'm not gonna bring 10 pairs of earrings because you're wearing one.
Yeah. But we did a shoot recently, me and Fina. Fina is, mama,
she's bomb.
She is the bomb.com.
She's real.
She is, so she's lost a ton of weight and because of that, I think, and she has much more. Oh, it just looks so fun. It's just so great to see.
She's like a guru. She has life figured out. She's so happy.
She's also
beautiful in drag.
20 years in drag.
Never looked better.
And also she just is like blooming. She's only one thriving in 2024.
If you guys don't follow Fina on Instagram, she posted a story from like drag yesterday. And I was like,
she's thriving. She 2024.
She might be one of the prettiest drag queens I know.
2024, she's thriving.
Yeah, she's fierce. I also want to say, we have very different points of view when it comes to our solo material.
Oh yeah.
And I like it because I would think I like working with you is because I...
You're not threatened by my art.
Not threatened. I'm certainly not threatened. But I never, with your solo work, I never know what's coming. It's so not my voice or my anything.
It's art.
It cracks me up.
Because it's art.
You sent me
art
some...
is subjective. I will not criticize you on your art.
Fuck off. This is a... That's horrible.
Drac Mortar and Spontula. They know about my art.
No, I'm not joking. I'm not making fun of them. I love them.
I love people.
I do.
I know a lot of people with that timbre of voice.
Bert and Ernie?
Yes. Big Dipper has that kind of timbre of voice too.
Love Big Dipper.
It's like very resonant, very nasal.
Yeah.
It's I love it.
Wait, I'm going to do Delta podcast.
Girl, Delta, her clips recently.
Conti.
I saw a clip saying like, would you trust a plastic chair? Like a plastic lawn chair? And she was like, no, if you see me at your function and I'm not sitting, you know why. Because she was like, I'm not going to sit in that chair.
No, I'm not going to embarrass myself.
Yeah.
Thank
she
you.
Says that this is for people who are 165 pounds and I'm not.
I love it again. I love it.
But like
her.
Delta saying, like, would you trust this? And it's a plastic chair.
Yeah, would you trust mayonnaise from a packet? No.
No. Do you see you're talking about ranch?
I sure the fuck
ranch,
did.
That's ranch. Well, ranch is disgusting anyway, I think.
Thank you. Like, I feel like I'm the only person in the world who doesn't.
That person who, when I was a server.
Ranch. Buffalo wings with ranch.
I could smell a ranch person a mile away. I go up to the table and I go, you're eating French fries? And I go, 3, 2, 1. And they go, and can I get a ranch? And I go, yeah, you fucking pig.
Yeah, like, when did the hurt start? When is the hurt going to stop?
What are the little black things in ranch? You know, it's like white creamy with little black dots. What is that? Is it pepper?
I would hope it's not anchovies.
Because I heard in Caesar it's anchovies.
What is these? Blah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
My question for both of you, when you shower, do you wash your bald head? This is from the Bright Henry.
Oh, I love this.
Do you wash your bald head with shower gel or shampoo? I'm not being shady. I'm genuinely curious.
Okay, well, no, shampoo would be fucking crazy because there's no hair.
I have news for you.
Hold on. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I do. I do every other day, I do shaving cream and then I shave it with a razor and then I moisturize it or put oil on it. Or tend skin aftershave as well.
I would say a lot of the benefits of shampoo are for your scalp, not for the hair.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many shampoos that would give you scalp benefits.
Head and Shoulders?
Men's scalps generate about twice as much oil as women's scalps. So many sebum. Men's shampoos tend to be like very sudsy to cut through oil.
Interesting.
So men tend to have oilier scalps. So if anything, you still should use shampoo just to like cut oil on your scalp. But
found dead. Scalped.
But shaving
scalp.
Shaving is so traumatizing to the scalp. It is.
It rips off the whole layer. So I feel like there's no point.
Yeah.
Also, I only have shampoo in the house for guests. When my brother came to visit with his full thick head of hair, he's like, do you have any shampoo? I was like,
your brother has a full head of hair.
Am I a Nikki fan? Yeah. The McCooks have hair. The Morins don't.
What a faggot. That makes me so mad. That makes me so mad. I'm so mad for you.
Mama, you should visit the McCook clan. Huge jaws, cartoon heads, giant, thick, glossy hair. Some gray, some not.
And what
Cunty.
Are you up to?
Mama, I'm the goblins from the Morin side.
Kati, you think Trixie has psychic powers or she's just a good friend who remembers that you like apple fritters?
No, I do think that you have... I don't want to get too woo-woo. We're in LA after all.
This is the place to do it.
I've eschewed astrology for Chinese zodiacary.
Plants, fake. Astrology, real.
Well, Chinese zodiacary is real. Mm. The zodiacary of it all?
Dr. Sun.
Zodiacary.
She told me, she said, my year is...
What animal are you in? What element?
Snake. And she was like, oh, 34. She's like, the snake. She's like, this is going to be a hard year for you. And I was like, thanks, girl.
No, it is. You're the only snake that I know.
You're like a rat.
Search around for food.
Yeah. What are
I'm
you?
A water dog, a wet bitch.
Oh.
Snakes are tough.
Explains the sweating. You're wet bitch. The sweating.
No shit.
Your zodiac is sweating.
Mama, humping everything and sweating while doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I get along very well with everybody besides snakes.
That's tough.
I know. What element are you? Can you look it up, Trace?
I don't think I'm psychic.
No. Wait. Let me finish. I think that you have some kind of there is some kind of inherent vision associated with your heritage.
Intuitive.
But more than that. Intuitive is just perception.
The more psychic occurrences I have, the less I believe in being psychic. The more I think I just am a little intuitive.
I think that you have some kind of seer in you. Ojibwe.
Well, I've told you about my Uncle Joe. Have you talked about my Uncle Joe on this pod?
No, and I don't think you should.
Okay.
I don't think you should.
Okay. Is there a rude girl that scares you? That's such a loaded question. There's ones we talk about that scare us, and for that reason, we will never tell you who they are because they scare us.
Yes, that's that part.
As far as like people I would never want to piss off, if your last name has Muse in it, I want you to be my friend.
T.
I love Candy, but like,
T.
I know if I ever woke up and said like, fuck Candy Muse, Candy Muse on Twitter would not be like, I'll let it go. You know what I mean?
The vultures would be circling.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a really great question. I hate some.
There's just girls where like
I hate a couple,
or like Monet. Monet does have the time. If you fuck with Monet on like Twitter, Monet's like, let me just,
yeah,
you know, like I'm not brave enough to start a fight. And I know somebody like Candy and Monet would be like, and would you say ball bitch? You know, like they would let me know.
I'm a little afraid of Raja. A little bit. Tranma.
What are you afraid of,
Roger? Her. I feel like no, I'm not afraid of her. I just love her.
Do you know she almost burned down my apartment once?
I'm afraid of her again.
All right. How far would you make it in the Hunger Games?
Girl.
This person's Twitter name is currently
packing a bowl. I'm starving. I wouldn't make it past, I wouldn't, the pre-step to get onto the chopping block. I wouldn't even make it that far.
You would start high metabolism.
I would be in the, one of those people with the wigs on in the Capitol. I'd be one of them hoes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, kill them all. Let's have some eclairs.
I'm not very good at fighting, but I think I'm good
at weaponry.
Yeah.
It's not hand-to-hand combat, right? It's like crossbows.
It ends up being both. Poisoning, drowning.
Oh, jeepers.
But a lot of people
creepers.
In the Hunger Games die from, what do you call it? The elements.
Being fierce.
Dehydration. You know, that's how people die in the Hunger Games. That's a lot of them.
That's me. I would get sucked into a lake and choke on my own vomit. But that's just like a Thursday.
Yep. Most embarrassing memories during your drag career.
How much time do we have?
No kidding. I have this great memory of you. There's this gif of you in drag, you know, the one where you turn your head and the wig falls off and then your face goes, oh.
It was fierce because that wig had so many heavy synthetic tracks. It had a mind of its own. Of course it was
the momentum.
Exactly.
You stop
centrifugal
spinning,
force.
It's spinning.
That's like not even the tip of the iceberg. When it comes to humiliation in drag, I could write an Encyclopedia Britannica. It's not even funny. It's actually it's disturbing if I really think about it.
Flopping as RuPaul in front of RuPaul is pretty far up there.
Oh, I hate to belabor the point, but it's, flubbing the Glamazonian Airways. I ruined an otherwise fabulous challenge.
Yeah.
Doing it twice.
Which is funny because I've seen you memorize a I saw you memorize a brand new mix for Reverie in like a couple days.
No. All that was in the brain bucket. It was the arrangement that I needed to memorize.
Oh, so you already knew the clips?
Of course, like okay. The back of my hand. It takes me so long to memorize stuff, to learn the breaths. That was a spoken word thing. And in less than 48 hours, it wasn't going to happen.
Especially since we never get paid to say things memorized. That part of my brain atrophied. The limb is this.
Oh, see, but that mine has grown, but it just takes a long, because I was learning foreign language lyrics. I didn't even know how to spell.
Right.
So just doing sounds. But it just takes it so much repetition. Anything takes a lot of repetition. You know, as a musician,
yeah,
you can't learn to play the guitar in 3 weeks. Yeah. It takes 13 years.
That's honestly the part of musicianship that I've always hated is the rehearsal. I hate singing it 10 times for no one. I hate it.
Eric Rusk, the horn player who sponsored me in Boston, up at 5 a.m. blown on the horn every single day, 7 days a week, 365 fucking days a year.
Profesh, but that's profesh.
Well, university professor.
Yeah.
In the Graduate School of Music at BU.
You both have done and still do different projects together with the Bald and the Beautiful podcast, wrote books, went on tour, made music together. Is there anything left that you gals haven't done that you want to do?
Together? Just a hot porno tape? A hot porno series with porns happening hotly?
I think we could, I'm not even joking, but when I see these fucking turds that have started cults, if Mother God can do it.
Mother Goose can do it.
Did you watch Mother God?
Not yet. I'm saving it for my palliative care scenario.
People eating so much colloidal silver that they're blue? Honey,
I gotta go.
You gotta watch it.
I gotta go watch it in the car.
I think we could do a cult. I do. I also think we could do, I think you and I could do a monthly Oprah's favorite things, like a Birch Box.
The Bird Box. The pink table. Oh, no, the subscription.
For like $50 a month, you and I pick out some beauty products, some snacks,
yeah,
a DVD, and we basically send people like, here's our favorite things of the month. Yeah. I would love that.
That's fierce.
Yeah.
Did you watch, I watched Lana Del Rey on Instagram Live last night in the garage, in a parking garage in her car watching and flipping out about the Super Bowl. And I recorded it and remixed it and put it on my Instagram. It was the Lions, maybe?
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know, because G-A-Y. I was like, is this really happening? Is this really happening? It was really happening. And she was in a parking garage alone in a car on Instagram, gagging about the Super Bowl on her phone where the audio kept going out and out. It was truly bewitching.
Did you watch the Alexis Stone Lana Del Rey?
I did.
Mm.
She's doing drag, baby.
She's the tunnel under Ocean Boulevard, honey.
Hello.
What was your first thought of each other when you met on season 7? Good question.
I thought, funny looking.
You know what's funny? Because of the way you looked, I was like, okay.
Nothing special. Yeah.
No, nothing special. I just honestly thought like somebody who looked that deliberately like pretty and sexy was not going to be a funny person to talk to.
Okay. I thought you were a very nice person. That was clear. Very nice.
Whereas like people like me and Tempest, you can tell we're trying to be like waka, waka, waka.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't look like you were trying to be foolish. I was like, some humpa. Here.
Yeah.
Mm. No, I was still right though.
Yeah.
Would you ever do a movie together? If so, what's the plot?
Oh my God. So easy. So easy.
International Treasure?
It's Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 6.
We're shot for shot.
Shot for shot.
I would love to make Practical Magic.
Impractical Magic.
I'll wear a black wig for
impractical
that.
Impractical Magic.
And you wear a red wig.
Impractical Magic. Sandy Bullock.
I'm talking shot for shot.
Diane Wiest and Sacher Channing.
I bet we can get them.
No. We get fucking Bunny and Bianca.
Love. And then at the end, when they jump off the roof and fly,
we don't fly. Dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, but water balloon of blood.
But it's a high rise. It's a high rise in Hong Kong.
Hi, Matt.
Oh.
We jump off Hi, Matt onto the pavement.
Hollywood producers.
Hello.
Are you listening?
Yeah. If you were snubbed for Barbie, get on this train.
It's going right into the station. No brakes.
No one's going to call us. We're just going to have to call Peaches Christ.
That's okay.
And then she's going to call us, make us a financial offer, and we're going to say no. Yes. And this is going to be the end of the conversation. So,
Impractical Magic.
Impractical Magic.
Yeah, fierce. That's fierce.
If you had to get a matching tattoo, what would you get?
I would get a heart.
Oh.
A heart with an arrow through it.
Oh, like I love that.
Classic, yeah.
I've always thought I would get that little pink bone.
I love it. Classic.
Ron.
Would it be a cell phone or a telephone?
A little corded pink phone.
Love.
Doesn't Ron have Thorp?
He might.
I think he does. I would maybe get a Thorp fan.
Yeah.
That's all cool. Of us. If you ever get an Emmy, we're getting one.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One night only. Unlimited budget. Anything. Anywhere you want project. What would you want to organize? Stage or public? That's such a crazy question.
Wait, are you joking? For real, real?
Yeah.
I mean, oh my gosh. It's like one event, not a movie. What did they say? Say it again.
One night only, unlimited budget. Anything, anywhere you want to do. What would you want to organize for the stage
the
or public?
The Super Bowl halftime show.
I think so,
too. Lana Del Rey headlining.
Oh, so you're not in it?
No.
I thought they were like for us.
No, I'm creative directing the Super
we're
Bowl.
Just there.
And it's Lana Del Rey headliner. Only Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
In the most outrageous production ever, ever assembled of the most talented acrobats, singers, dancers, plasma video screens, the whole field. It's in another field. It's not in that field. They set it up all in a different field and they do live cast from the other field. And it's the most, it's like burning desire. She's lowered from a fucking helicopter into a giant volcano. I mean, it's like, it would be unforgettable. Truly unforgettable. All lip synced, of course, pre-recorded.
You're there just watching?
No, I'm directing it.
Oh, okay. In this thing, David is in the NFL and I'm Taylor Swift in the box.
Fierce.
Yeah.
Which box? Like a
coffin? You know, she's always like there watching.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh, yeah. And you got a headset on.
Yes, absolutely. What's the strong perfume? What's the strongest perfume you own or favorite to wear in drag currently?
Oh my God. It's always Oud Save the Queen by Atkinson's in drag, but my current faves is Cherry Smoke. Lost Cherry.
I knew you were going to say
Cherry Smoke and Lost Cherry together. Yeah. Cunty. Wow. So beautiful. Love.
I've been back on my Chanel Chance shit.
Really?
It's just like flowery.
For Girlina?
Flowery.
What about for,
I love flowery.
What about Boitina?
Oh, Cowboy Grass by, I forget who makes it, Cowboy Grass.
By Earl Bucket of the Hollywood.
I got it at Todd Snyder. Okay. I'm like RuPaul where I don't know any, I never know someone's real name. I always say like some accidental fake version of it.
Tex Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, what's that store? And David's like Macy's. I'm like, oh. If you could pick one dish to eat for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, easy. Yellow curry with white rice, chunks of carrots, chicken and potatoes.
I want the penne rosa from Noodles & Company. No mushrooms, add broccoli.
Fierce.
Conti. And maybe one more. Trixie, who was your favorite to play in Rocky Horror? Katya, where were you on January 6th?
Oh, I was at the Capitol. I was jerking off in Nancy Pelosi's office. And the guy who wanted his hat back, I have it. I have it in my microwave.
Oh my
the horns,
God.
The horns, they went right up my ass. Bofa.
I think that's all we have. Thank you for joining us today. We will see you on January 6th. You know where. It's the first rule of Fight Club. Bye. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list.
We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.